Hello everyone, this is my check-in slash update for Monday the 23rd of January, although it is around about midnight, so I almost forgot. There's nothing to report really, except I've got a dentist appointment tomorrow because I think I've got an abscess on my tooth, but I've certainly got a big swelling at the side and I've had a chronic toothache. It started Thursday evening and it wasn't too bad, it was just if I ate that side. And it's got steadily worse, where it's been really hampering me and stopping me from doing stuff. I think my face is now not really swollen, but it's definitely swollen. So I'm off at 12:30 to the dentist. They can't do anything because I've been referred to the hospital, because that tooth needs to come out anyway, so that I can get on the kidney transplant list. And I'm waiting for the referral to come through. I have been referred. So now all they can do is give me antibiotics to tide me over until such time as it's sorted out. But it's a bit of a close call because I've got to get down there and then be back for dialysis. So I'm trying to make Ronan and Connor's dinner. I'm trying to do it tonight. I've got to cook spaghetti bolognese and some for myself. I'm not really looking forward to doing it because it's late. You can hear a rumbling noise in the background. It's my washer dryer. It's going on to a drying cycle. So that's about it, really. Excuse me. Tomorrow should be an interesting day. So yeah, there's nothing else to report really. Obi's in Nigeria still. He's settled in better now. Wonder he's been there nearly a week. And this time next week he'll be on his way home, so that's good. But everything's ticking along nicely at home. All the animals are fine. The only person that isn't is me. But I'm all right, it's just, it is pretty painful when it really kicks off. This tooth, that is. Anyway, hopefully tomorrow I'll have good news that it's all sorted out. Oh, the cat. The witch's cat. In the night, well, I think it was about 5 o'clock this morning, I was awake. And I heard her sharpening her claws on the stairs. Very, 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 very... what's the word? Ferociously is not the right word, but that's what it sounded like. I shouted at her several times. She did carried on. And then she was on the windowsill, because I've got all my perfumes up one end, I've got other things like ornaments up the other end, but all my perfumes are lined up on the left hand side, and I heard the chink of them as she must have stepped over them. And I know it wasn't Pinky, because Candice hasn't got a collar on. So where she was when we went to bed, I have no idea. But when Ronan got up in the morning, she was asleep on top of the fridge freezer, and she went out. She didn't go out till the afternoon. She wanted to come back in, then I said no, she can go back in her room. She's in her room tonight with her mother and the other one. I mean, I don't mind them coming in the day, but it's beyond a joke when I can't get them to go back in their room and I don't really want them in here at night. So until she learns to behave herself, she's banned, I'm afraid, because, you know, she's a bully and I don't want her in here at night. I don't mind the daytime, that's fine. But when we can't make her go back in our room, it really is no joke. So, until further notice, she is banned. She's got a lovely room with comfortable bed, chairs and things to play with, and her food and her litter tray, and it's radiator in there. It's lovely and warm. So, she'll have to be happy with that for now.